And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin. Rick's got the day off today. And we have Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoorsman talking some great Fred Hall deals and, of course, about the fantastic number of locations and great, great locations of Turner's Outdoorsman, both fishing and hunting. Superstores, fantastic. And boy, oh boy, Mike came loaded today. He's giving away some great prizes,
all
right?
Kinds of deals.
Yeah.
And to our lucky callers that call in, they have a chance of winning. Two different people are going to win a $50 gift card each and two tickets each to the Long Beach Fred Hall Show. I can't
wait. So you can
wait.
Take that $50 gift card to Turner's Outdoorsman, go right to the show, use it right in the booth or online or at the stores.
Hey. Yeah. Our line here is 833-288-0973. They are all full at this point in time, but
yep. Keep on trying.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to John. John Cullen from Chula Vista. Thanks for joining us this morning, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us.
All right. So I'm kind of new to deep sea fishing, kind of in and out of San Diego with the Navy, but got my granddaughter on a Friends of Rollo trip last year and a couple half days on the Dolphin, but she's been renting, so I want to get her something at maybe at the Fred Hall Show. We were looking at Del Mar, but maybe I should go to Long Beach.
Well, either one, you're going to find some deals.
You're on the right path.
Yeah. John. Mike, what do you recommend?
Yeah, you know, either show is good, but, you know, for the experience, if you've never been to the Long Beach Show, you should really make it up there.
Yes.
It's really something else. I'd say Thursday or Friday is probably the best days. I mean, Wednesday is the first day of the show. It's a little crazy. Gets a little crazy in there on Wednesday. The weekends are fun, too.
Yeah.
But Thursdays and Fridays are nice, steady days.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so rod and reel recommendation for his daughter. How old's your daughter, John?
She's 12. My granddaughter, she's 12.
Granddaughter, okay, 12 years old.
You know, a Shimano bait runner, like a 6,000 size.
Perfect.
Filled up with like 40-pound braid. And
nice.
On a 7-foot, 8-7, you know, a 15 to 40 or a 12 to 30-pound rod and have at it.
And honestly, I mean, if you rented gear maybe six or eight times, John, you would be, at this point, purchasing a rod, one of these deals, a rod and reel, from the Turner's booth at the Long Beach Show.
Yeah, and, you know, and there's going to be tons of stuff there. I mean, there's tons of, you know, anywhere, any price point that, you know, that fits your budget, you know, we'll have something for
you. But the advantage of that Shimano bait runner is it's easy to cast. It's a spinning reel, but it has that bait runner feature in the back where when you're fishing live bait like we do here in Southern California, it's actually a pretty distinct advantage for a lot of anglers to have that Shimano bait runner because you can cast it, you can fly line baits very well, and you can it's got power.
Yeah, you know, and it's always funny because, you know, we have trips every year after the shows with our employees and stuff, and some are cashiers, and some of the girls come out, and they don't really fish a lot, and they fish the spinning gear, and I'd say they consistently outfish the guys.
There you go. Hey, hope that helps you out. And yes, indeed, come to either Long Beach or Del Mar, John, and come by the Let's Talk Hookup booth and say hi, and be sure to go to Turner's and save some money. Hey, here's a guy, Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Mike and Corey. How are you?
Great. We're talking a little Fred Hall Show this morning. You hear it?
I know. I'm going to hire Mike and Corey as PR guys.
Absolutely. I think you should.
Hey, there's no need to. It's something we love doing for sure. And just honestly, Bart, the enthusiasm, we've been talking about it off air, and for what I do to get ready for these shows is a mountain of work. For what it is, for Mike to get ready for it, it's a mountain of work, but Mike's smiling right now. It's honestly, it's an enjoyable time of the year, Bart. We look forward to it.
Well, you know, Corey, I'm sitting here thinking of the evolution of the Turner's booth from Mike Lum, the first one, to Mike Wynn, and a lot of good guys in between. There were a lot of good people in between that put this together. But I think that Mike Wynn has done a remarkable job, and it gets better and better. I'm as excited about seeing what you've done this year, Mike, as I am about the show, because it's always, for me, I don't know what you're doing until I get there. So it's very, very exciting. And also, yes, you guys, you really took me on a nostalgia trip today, because before I worked for my dad, I was a rep for a while, you know, Ranger Boats and Lewes and Cotton Cordell, and, you know, did a lot of bass fishing, and you got me all excited again.
Well, that's so, what it's about. And honestly, yeah. Like our last caller, John, talking about his granddaughter, 12 years old, it bringing me back memories. You know, I remember my first rod and reel, and for him to have that enthusiasm, and him never have been to he's never been to a Fred Hall show, and he's got to take his 12-year-old granddaughter up to Long Beach or Del Mar and just enjoy the passion for sure.
She'd go to either or both. Remember, she gets in free, number one, and she gets the fish free. As a 12-year-old, she can get the fish, the trout pond, she gets in for free. It'll be a lot of fun for her. You know, she gets to see the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show and the Ultimate Air Dogs. And there's a lot of, she could go scuba diving in the Deep Blue Dive Pool. There's a lot of things for kids to do that have nothing to do really with standing in line buying tackle. But, there's a lot of things going on. You know, one of the things I want to talk about, this is something new. Normally when tackle companies introduce new product, they do it at ICAST. However, Akuma held one back this year to introduce at the show. They're introducing that new Alijos lever drag reel. So it's kind of interesting. I was kind of proud of that. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Wow, that is cool. Well, Bart, we're looking forward to it. A couple weeks away, and of course, 2 weeks from today, you'll be either on the phone with us or live in the studio. We're not sure at this point, right?
We're working for if things work out. And one of the meetings I have to have will be in Carlsbad the night before, so let's do it in the studio.
All right, along with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Yeah. It's always our traditional pre-Fred Hall Long Beach show. Looking forward to it, Bart, and I'm sure we'll talk to you before that. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Great show, guys. I'm really enjoying it today. Thank you.
All right, thanks very much. Appreciate that very much indeed. Hey, I want to mention a couple of things here. Our Let's Talk Hookup trips are filling up quickly. You know, people are loving traveling. So on our letstalkhookup.com page, you can go to the trips page, and you can check out the second annual Loretto Rumble, which I love Loretto. Loretto's. Have you been to Loretto?
I haven't, but I was talking to Rick about it.
You've been to Loretto, Mike?
I have not.
Oh, Loretto is
staying
amazing.
Staying at the La Mission.
Yes.
That's what I want to do.
And here's what you guys would love there is that Cabrilla fishing. Oh my gosh, especially in the spring, man, that stuff gets up on the surface and on the surface like cold snipers and stuff. Holy mackerel.
I've done it just north of there.
I mean, I'm telling you, stuff you can't stop.
I've done it San Marcos Island.
Oh yeah, it's close. Same kind of deal.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of fun.
So Loretta Rumble, actually we had, I think Cass had a couple of rooms left for that tournament. It's a yellowtail tournament, but you get an extra day to go Cabrilla fishing, and it's just an enjoyable time of the year in Loretto, easy to get to and very, very inexpensive. And then our Rancho Leonero spring tournament actually has spots on June the 6th. I'll be attending that, and it's always a great time to go check that out. And then another one that I was actually surprised had openings. They had one boat left, and that's our 24th annual Kingfisher Charters Sitka, Alaska trip on Sunday, June 14th. And I was surprised. I talked to Robert the other day, and I said, "You're sold out, right?" He goes, "We just had one boat open up." So if you want to go with us during prime time in Sitka, Alaska, check out our website, letstalkhookup.com. Go to the trips page. Get a hold of Kingfisher Charters. You can click on the Kingfisher Charters banner on the front page of our website, too, and get more information. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Kyle. Kyle's calling from San Marcos. Thanks for joining us this morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, everybody. How you guys doing today?
Awesome. Great.
Good.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. I'm looking for a 50 wide, and I fish left-handed, so the only one I can find is like an Abbott. is there, I got two questions. Is there somebody else that makes like a 50 wide and a left? And are you guys going to have any 50 wide left-handed Avids at the show?
Avid is the one that comes to mind. I'm trying to think if there might be an ATD accurate.
An accurate might make one.
50 wide lefty.
Yeah.
There aren't a whole lot of lefties out there, especially yeah. big reels. And I do believe I do have some 50 wide lefty Avids available for the show.
And are they going to be on sale?
Of course they will.
Of course they will be. Yeah. A lot of times you have like super blem deals.
Yeah,
huh?
So, you know, that'll be Abbott blem blowout. From what I understand, this might be the last year of the blems.
Oh. Okay.
Also, we'll have regular standard Abbotts too. And every Abbott 2 or 3 speed that is purchased at the show, this will probably, for the Threadlock deal, this will probably be the last year of that too because the stock's been run down. Your reel will be filled up with Seaguar Threadlock Yellow at the West Coast Marketing Booth. So any
wow.
Abbott 2 or 3 speed purchase on sale and free Threadlock fill-up.
Crazy deals.
What a great deal.
It is crazy.
Indeed. There you go, Kyle. Get to the show. Get there early because they go quickly. I know that.
Yeah, especially yeah. left-handed reels. Right?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt about it. Yeah. Well, find a time to find out what's biting on our FishDope.com report, Corey.
Yes, and the catch report today, Pete, is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns into San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros a Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerked fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Order online at fishmansprocessing.com or visit them at the Fred Hall Show with their free giveaways.
Yeah, indeed.
Samples.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have lots of samples, indeed. Hey, let's talk to your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, with our fishdope.com report. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Mike, Pete, Corey. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
Fantastic.
Good. Hey, did you see what happened on the Whale Watch boat yesterday?
Yeah, that's what Willie said this morning, huh?
Yeah, my nephew, he runs the Whale Watch boat down there in Oceanside. Bluefin, 2 to 3 miles off the beach, spread out from the 9 all the way up to Dana Point. So we talked about this last week. Here we go. We're going to be going into Fred Hall in 2 weeks, and everything's going to start biting like it does every year. So get to the Fred Hall show. Get over to the Turner's booth, get your new rods and reels, get them filled up with line, get those new fishing poles, and get ready because it looks like it's going to be a spectacular season. But, hey, over at Catalina, big news still is squid, thick squid on the front side of the island up there at Eagle Reef from Arrow Point down to Lion's Head. And 100, 120 feet of water. The way the guys found it there was throw their hoop nets over the side, put on the deck lights, and then the squid found them. And now it's pretty easy pickings. I would say get over there, get your squid for the springtime sea bass bite, get that stuff in your freezers, and get ready. As far as going along the coast, Willie kind of covered that. You know, there's some halibut to catch. There's some bass, good sculpin fishing. We're still in that wintertime waiting for March 1st to go rockfish fishing, but like I say every week, it's the only thing you should be getting ready to do is go fishing because fish are starting to bite and the weather is going to be beautiful the rest of the week. We're finally going to get a little bit of wind on Saturday, but not a lot. But it's going to be flat, glassy, and calm all week. So make sure you get out there and go fishing, and we'll see y'all at the Fred Hall show. I'll be speaking there a couple times a day, and this year I got my very own booth because of the high demand to hang out with Captain Dave.
Wow. Are you going to be lining up for autographs?
Yeah, well, actually, I'll have Kelly Girl in there. That's what they're really coming to see, but I'll be hanging out there, too.
That's cool, Dave. Of course, fishdope.com will be there, too. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com, and you use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code to get a deal at fishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
YourSaltwaterGuide.com. Look it up on the web. There's over 250 videos available for you on there on how to catch fish in Southern California, how to rig your rod, how to tie your hook. So go check it out, YourSaltwaterGuide.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that very much. All right, very good. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Mike. Let's
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Definitely, Pete. And today's report is sponsored by Dana Lanny on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full line of the freshwater tackle and live bait for your great day at the lake. Dana Landing right across from SeaWorld, next to Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 freeway in Mapleview and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com. I know they have a huge booth at Long Beach, too.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they're going to have a lot of Maui Jim, Olokai, and Fishworks, and a lot more. Definitely.
I need to load up on more Olokai, man.
Yeah.
I've got a couple pair, and I love them.
The Olokai is awesome.
Yeah, they're super, super nice.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, the more different styles they come out, they just come out with some great styles that are perfect for the boat.
They are, and so. I got mine actually from Johnny down at Dana Landing.
At Dana Landing,
yeah.
They carry a lot, yeah, and they'll have a big booth at Fred Hall.
I'll have to look
show.
For the show deals.
Yeah, it's great deals.
All right,
let's jump back into
it. Let's talk to Roger. Roger calling from Fullerton. Thanks for joining us, Roger.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Yeah, following Dave Hansen, I used to fish with his dad. Used to jump on a boat off the end of San Clemente. Here, that was a great challenge.
Yeah.
And anyway, my first trip to Fred Hall show, you couldn't even buy a hook. Now you can buy a hook to a boat and everything in between.
Yeah, a lot of history in that, Roger. It used to just
there sure is there at that show. The Turner's Outdoorsman, all the stores are just they're incredible. The employees they have are the most friendly and knowledgeable. And everyone that I've been into, they've been a great help. My question this morning is, does Turner's have any kind of a gun buyback program?
We do purchase guns as long as we can legally do so in this state. There is some restrictions on it and what we can buy and what we cannot buy. We also do consignment, which is a little more open to being able to sell in our store. So, yeah, that is available in our retail locations.
Interesting.
There you go, Roger. Yeah. And thanks for the nice hints on Turner's. Appreciate that. And he's right, you know, a lot of great employees, a lot of great, like, hardcore fishing people. One great one that our good friend Lori Byron.
Yeah.
I mean, she manages the San Marcos store, right?
Yeah, she works at our San Marcos store, and, I mean, she's one in a million.
She's one in a million, yeah. And she's got a lot of fishing knowledge.
Oh, yeah. She fishes more than anyone else I know.
Yeah. No, she's...
And, she's really great, super knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And she can help you with anything you need.
You have a lot... That's an example. You have a lot of standout employees throughout the
whole chain. You know, it's... Like I said, it's like we are super fortunate to have the employees we do... because they make my life so much easier.
Yeah. These are all tackle people, and they give you input on what you should buy, I'm sure, right?
And
it's like, here's what I need for my store.
Yeah,
right?
So the only tough thing is if you're not going to be at the Long Beach show and try to go in the stores, a lot of those won't be in the stores because I'm taking them all to the show.
Oh.
So they're all working at the show.
Oh.
Come to the show and see all of our the best of the best.
Really? So even the Northern California guys?
I'm bringing down some Northern California guys, bringing up a bunch of San Diego people.
Nice.
So from all around, they're all coming to the
Inland
show.
Inland Empire, Orange County,
LA. They'll all be there.
Wow, so. Fantastic. How many employees do you bring in?
I think our busiest day will have a total of 41 employees
working
our booth.
Yeah. Wow.
I have to go buy your booth to set up mine. And it's crazy. You guys have, it's like a bunch of ants working to build this booth. And it's insane, man.
Yeah, it's pretty much two solid days of putting it together.
Of just setup.
Yeah,
2 days.
2 days of setup. It's always crazy because... We tear down the thing in like 2 hours.
But it has to be done in that 2 days. We can only get in on Monday, so we have Monday and Tuesday before the Wednesday of open.
Yeah, and you know there's some long days in there.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, I'm super fortunate to have the employees I do. I can rely on them. I know what I can expect of them, and I know they'll get it done.
That's awesome.
I mean, they're just great employees.
That's
great
cool.
people.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, here's a guy that'll be at the show, Ted from Gamakatsu. Good morning, Ted.
Pete, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, great to have you. You are going to be making the trek from up in the Great Northwest and coming down and representing Gamakatsu and a new and larger Gamakatsu booth, right?
Absolutely. We're really excited this year, Pete. You know, last year, well, we've been coming to the show for quite a few years, and we just have so many new products and so much to offer folks that we just can't show it all in 10 feet. So we've expanded our booth to a 20-foot booth this year.
Fantastic. And speaking of deals, you guys are offering incredible deals that only happen at Fred Hall on Gamakatsu hooks, right?
That's correct. You know, we went to our general manager and beat him up a little bit and asked for a better deal for all the folks there. And you know, we're super excited to be coming down and offering our buy two get one free promotion. So basically, if you purchase two packages of hooks, either our loose packs or 25 packs at the show, you can come back over to the Gamakatsu booth. Our booth number is 1106. And get a free package. We'll have a choice. You're not going to get exactly what you purchased, but we're going to have some J hooks, circle hooks, freshwater hooks. We're going to have a nice assortment of hooks for folks to choose from to get their free pack of hooks.
So if you buy a 25 pack, you get a 25 pack.
That is correct. You come back to the booth and show us your receipt, your proof of purchase that you purchased it from Turner's or any one of our participating retailers there at the show. And they will, Turner's is actually going to redeem it right there in their booth. That's what they've chose to do. So they'll do a redemption right in the booth. Everybody else that buys them from our other participating retailers will come back to the booth and get that package of hooks.
And
so 25 packs count as well.
Ted, is the Gamakatsu booth going to be relatively where it usually always is?
You know, actually, we moved this year because of the 20 feet, and you know, it's just so hard to get additional booth space at Fred Hall. So they worked. The guys were great. Mike Lum and his crew over there were great, and got us a new spot. We're on the 1100 aisle, so 1106 is our booth this year.
Okay, it sounds all good. Right. I know the MC Swimbait booth. We sell a lot of the Gamakatsu hooks, and the 4-inch swimmer and the 5-inch swimmer match up perfectly. It's like what we fish at El Salto or small fishing for. You know, shore fishing for calicos and stuff.
Which hook
too.
Is that?
It's the Gamakatsu Superline 3-0 and the 7-0. Goes respectively with the 4-inch swimmer and the 5-inch swimmer. And I promise you, we will be selling a lot of them.
Yeah, and is that on the same deal? Buy any Gamakatsu hook, buy two, get one free?
That's correct. Any of the participating retailers, we've got Angler's Choice, Evite, Fisherman's Access, Fisherman's Landing, Turner's Outdoorsman and Melton Tackle, all participating there at the show on our buy two, get one. Like I said, folks will redeem their free package in the booth at Turner's, at their booth, because that's how they wanted to manage it. Everyone else will come to our booth to get their redemption of free hooks. But here's the other cool part about this, Pete. We're not done yet. The first 40 people each day of the show that take advantage of the buy two, get one free comes over to the booth and shows us the receipt. We're also going to give you a free dry bag backpack valued at $19.99, a Gamakatsu dry bag backpack for the first 40 customers that take advantage of that buy two, get one free every day.
I have one of those dry bag backpacks. That's a great deal. Those are nice. Yeah, for sure. And so that'll hold, even if you get your redemption at Turner's Outdoorsman, you take a receipt and go over to the Gamakatsu booth, and if you're one of the first, you get one of the first 40,
yep.
You get that.
Yep, correct. First 40 people each day that take advantage of that, that's redeemed at our booth.
At your booth. And, Mike, when you're redeeming your buy two, get one free, is it going to be the same? Or
the same exact deal. Buy two, get one free. It's, you know, I separate it to where it's like it's buy two, get one free on the pocket packs, buy two, get one free on the pro packs, so that it's not I bought two, you know, it's the lowest priced item free. So
okay.
You know, if you buy two pro packs and have a pocket pack, you know, you're going to get a pocket pack for free. So it's best so everything lines up.
But if you buy two big packs of Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks, you're
going to
get a third one for free, the same
yep.
one, whatever you want.
Exactly. What a crazy
at
deal.
The Turner's
seriously.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, that way it's easier. It's, you know, you see exactly what you're getting, what you can get, it's just easier. And you don't have to go anywhere. You know, it's just pick it all up there. You don't have to, you know, because sometimes you're in the show, you're like, oh, I got to go redeem this. And you're like, oh, I'll do it later. And next thing you know, you left and you didn't redeem your free goods.
Does that include the new Nautilus HD too, Ted?
Absolutely, it does. You know, and Mike's been a great partner for us on this. And,
that's a great hook.
And we, you know, it's going to be a great hook for that. You know, Dave, they were just talking about blue. You know, the fish biting already, and this hook was designed really with a lot of folks. You know, Pete, I know you're instrumental in a lot of the testing of this, and a lot of folks had a lot of hard work and effort to develop that Nautilus HD hook, but it was designed specifically for that bluefin fishery. And, you know, it can be used for other fisheries too, but that's really what we were after with the goal with that hook was that Nautilus HD.
Yeah, great hook. Well, Ted, we're very excited about Gamakatsu's participation, and I think you'll like the weather down here in Southern California a little better in the Northwest while you're down here too.
Yeah, I'm hoping the sun will shine just a little bit more than it does up here.
Let's hope so. Yeah, we get that good Fred Hall weather.
Yeah, this 70-degree weather might thaw you out a little bit, Ted.
Yeah. Hey, Ted, thanks for joining us, and we're looking forward to Gamakatsu at the Fred Hall Show.
Looking forward to being there. Can't wait to see everybody, and we're excited with the with for the show.
Indeed. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the
man,
call.
Some good stuff, talking show stuff and talking Turners and all this show. Man, it's just getting me all lathered up. Hopefully it is you, too. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and app.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Corrado and SLX DC reels. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff has used Shimano products for years and knows your needs. Come visit our most spectacular booth in our history. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Cedrus Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool, fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal-style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. And it's just, I keep saying it, but I'm getting fired up for the shows and all the show talk.
As we get closer every week, Corey, it's at our back door right now, for sure. Hey, we talked about it yesterday, but a big benefit to help one of your own at Turner's Outdoorsman, the Elk Home Store, right? Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so next Saturday at Seaforth Sport Fishing from 10 a.m. to noon, so Saturday, February 22nd, the Saving Sunny fundraiser silent auction will be going on,
which is cool. Bo's organized a really neat thing. He works for
rep
Big Rock, and he's got connections everywhere.
Yeah,
and he even sent a message to me, you know, like, can you help us out with something? Of course I can. What do you mean? And Sunny is an employee at your El Cajon.
She's a really great person.
And she came down with cancer.
Yeah, and it's crazy to think that, you know, she's having to go through this. So, you know, we're all going to be there in support of her. And,
That's cool.
And, you know, come on down, silent auction on a ton of great product for a really good cause.
From 10 a.m. to noon next. Is it
Saturday? Next Saturday
at Seaforth Sport Fishing. So they're going to probably do it right out front there.
Not exactly sure if it was going to be in front of...
It sounded like it was going to be in between the landing and the dock. So that big cement area outside the restaurant.
Where they hang the fish and such like that.
And honestly, I can see it's touching you. It's touching you emotionally. And this is something that is a very good person. And Sonny, awesome that Bo's doing this. This is literally hometown people putting together to help out somebody for hometown. And
that's really cool.
And it's a silent auction. How can you go wrong?
So now if somebody wants to help out, it would be the best thing, just come down.
Yeah, just
and
come on down.
And if you have
down,
a product you want to donate, bring it down and throw it in the auction.
And there's also on Facebook, Saving Sunny Facebook page.
Okay.
You can get on there. And, you know, Jimmy Getty from Big Rock Sports has been has a big part of it. Lori and Wendy Tochihara has been, a big part of it, too. So there's a ton of people in this industry pulling together to help Sunny out.
How cool is that?
So it's, like I said, it's a great cause for a great person.
Next Saturday, 10 to noon.
Yeah, and, you know, it's silent auction. There's going to be tons of really good product available, so you could kind of get some
deals,
early deals on some fishing.
Help out someone.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do too. Now that we mentioned, I put up a Instagram post with some cool 9-inch calico colors that I made, weedless. And what I'm going to do is I made a handful of really cool colors. I'm going to put those in that auction. So if you want to get one of those first ones early, Bo's going to have them put together. I'll put some swag hat and T-shirt, but I'll put some of those cool. They retail for like $15, but I'll put at least five of them in there. And there are some really, really cool calico colors. So even if you want to get a preview and whatever, you just mentioned it, so that's what I'm doing.
You're always a giver, Corey.
It'll be like a $100 package.
Nice.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know, and it's, you know, every little bit helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
You bet.
Come on down.
Cliff in Lakewood, you're next up, Cliff. Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Boy, all that tuna out there is really getting me excited, you know. And then last week they sent a big tuna. So I was wondering, what's your biggest flat ball? Are you going to have plenty of glow in the dark up there?
Mike?
Yeah, you will have plenty of flat ball jigs. There's no shortage of those. And, you know, it'll be, you know, I have Shimano flat falls and some from other manufacturers as well, the Nomad Gypsies and the...
Mm-hmm.
And the
there's others,
There's so many available, but
and they'll be on sale.
Yeah, everything's going to be on sale, and I should have some, I believe, up to 500 grams.
Wow, big ones.
So we'll have some big jumbo, heavy,
quick
scent, flatfall style jigs. So.
There you go. And, of course, Shimano's, they make those up to 250 now, right?
320.
Oh, they make 320 now. Okay.
So they have some bigger ones too, and you know the 230 is still probably the most popular one.
Yeah.
You know, there was that instance a couple years ago where it didn't matter what it was as long as you got down fast.
Yes.
But it's like last year, it seemed like the smaller ones actually got a bit better last year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So they'll be there, Cliff. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's talk to Armand calling from Long Beach. Thanks for joining us, Armand.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us, Armand.
All right. So I have a quick comment before I ask my question. I go to the Turner's Outdoorsman over in Long Beach over off of Cherry and Willow. I just want to say your staff there is excellent. They tie on my top shots every time. I've never had an issue there. Nothing's ever broken, and they're always really knowledgeable. So I just want to let them know and say thank you.
Will do. Thank you.
My question, though, is I'm going to go head down on one of the Colonnette trips here in a week or two, and it looks like the yellowtail counts are down a little bit, so we're going to spend a little bit more time rockfish fishing. I was curious if you guys had any tips for targeting some of those larger rockfish or lingcod using a jig. Just want to try to mix it up a little bit rather than the standard dropper loop setup.
Guys, it's a good question. I know Mike loves rock fishing, too.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big plastics guy, so, I mean...
The bigger the plastic, the better?
Like, yeah, you know, one to me, you know, Colonnette, big rockfish, Corey's 8-inch slug.
There it is. The glow in the dark, right?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter to me what color, but I mean...
It gets down quick.
It gets down quick, and, man, that thing gets bit.
What size head do you put on?
Typically anywhere from 4 to 8 ounces.
Okay.
It just depends on how much current. But I'll try to downsize my head, and I kind of go with a semi-stealthy rig where I'll drop down to 30-pound braid just so it sinks really fast.
Nice.
And I'll go 30 to 60. It's a weird combination, but I'll put a bimini at the end and splice it to... The leader.
And the 30-pound braid, it doesn't...
It's plenty strong.
It is. As long as you get them 10 feet off the bottom, you own them.
Yeah, you're done.
You get them. And Armand, I wouldn't rule out the yellowtail, man. That's the yellowtail down at Colonnette is a yearly springtime, you know, winter, springtime kind of deal.
Sure.
And it might be a whole lot different just 3 days later than another boat's been there. So
yes.
Stand by.
It could go from 3 fish to 300 fish pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Really quickly, yeah, for sure. And the other thing I'd recommend, too, and what I've been doing a lot for rockfish fishing now is using that Max Quattro. 25% thinner, you can go up to 50 or even 65-pound test, and it's like fishing like a 40 or a 30.
Just a
lot thinner diameter, which is nice for rockfish fishing. You know, it's a little more expensive, but... Then if you want to change up on a small reel, you fish it on a small reel, you fish it, change it up a tuna, change your chop shot, and you're good to go.
Especially with that lighter braid, I mean, especially with how the fishing was last year, super finesse fishing, you know, and I went on a couple trips where you see, you know, guys that had 50 and 65 pound and having to connect it to 20 pound, they just couldn't get the baits out there, the bait wasn't swimming real good, it was tougher to get bites. You know, you drop down lighter spectra, with that 20, 25 pound, your bait just swims better and you get more bites.
I like it, indeed. And fluorocarbon made a difference, too. Seaguard's got that new thinner fluorocarbon.
Yeah, that gold label. You know,
that stuff gets bit.
Yeah, it's super thin. It takes some getting used to because you look at it and you're like, man, this stuff is
almost
thin.
Yeah, it's much thinner than what you're used to.
And then you start pulling on it and you're like, yeah, this is no
can't
problem.
Break. Brandon from Fisherman's Landing turned me on to that. He gave me a spool. He left it with me. He just try it. You know. And honestly, I'm hooked. And is that one of the deals you'll have at the show?
You know, it'll be on sale and buy two get one.
Buy two get one free for that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great stuff. Comes in. I wish they'd make it bigger too because they have it up the 40-pound test right now. But it's coming though.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything, but I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
The demand is there.
Yeah, for sure. Armand, hope we helped you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Rich. Rich calling from Bradley. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Rich.
Well, Bradley is just north of Paso Robles, and that's the Central Coast, and there's a lot of great lakes up here. Now, I migrated up from Southern California where I started shopping at Turner's before it was Turner's, and I always appreciated the value that them being on the cutting edge and the unique product mix that they brought to the angler, and I kept coming back for the weekly specials. And with that in mind, I'm wondering if you guys are, with your expansion mode kind of going on, if you've considered maybe moving to Paso Robles or Atascadero and kind of helping out the anglers with the unique retailing that you bring to angling.
You know, I mean, we're always looking for new opportunities and throughout the state. It's not out of the question. It could happen. That's not my
it's
department.
A growing area.
But, it's, you know, there's lots of growth all over the state, and we're always looking for viable markets.
There you go, Rich.
So.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I like it. Let's talk to Mark. Mark Holm from Santee. Thanks for joining us this morning, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Great. Awesome.
Doing good.
Beautiful day. I got a question for you. Are you going to open a store in on the East Coast anytime soon? Because my son just moved there.
A little far out of our reach. I mean, we're a Southern California company, originated here. No plans on expanding that far yet. I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
what the future will hold. But
yeah,
I mean, he could still buy online from us. So our website, www.turners.com.
There you go.
He could still buy from
us right online.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole theory on, I believe, of Turners is to keep them as local stores, but it's a big buying power.
Yeah, you know, it's a kind of a unique business plan. It's kind of like a big independent shop.
Yes,
where we can cover lots of areas instead of just having a single shop. We're able to kind of bring that independent shop feel to all over the state. So
yeah, but that's what's crazy to me is that you're buying for the LA stores in Orange County and San Diego is relatively the same, you know, as
yeah.
far as Ocean and Trout and that. But when you expand out in the central and northern California, I mean, it's a whole different world, kind of. You know?
Oh yeah, it's.
I can't imagine the job
animal.
The yeah. job you have.
But like I said, you know, we've been very fortunate to hire some really great people, and those people up in the Northerns have been a tremendous help in with products like
Here's
and,
what
and
we need
and stuff.
Yeah, and they carry it on like an independent, like a mom and pop style shop.
And it's definitely different because as you bump from store to store, each one is so unique. It was a big learning curve. I didn't think it would be that different by location.
By location.
But each location, it's like a whole nother region. And it's an hour away. They're like an hour away from each other.
San Diego store is very different than the Fullerton store.
But yeah, man, they are just worlds apart.
Yeah, it's crazy. Sure. Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. How about Mike? Mike calling from San Carlos. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Hey, this is Mike from San Carlos, your expert novice. I have a question about the Del Mar show. Are they going to have a place where you donate or pay for it? What is it, CCA, whatever, California?
Yep, CCA, Coastal Conservation Association of California, will have a booth both at Long Beach and Del Mar. You join CCA or renew your membership, you get in free. And then also they're going to have a great show package, too, that includes a goodie bag and lots of great stuff. We'll talk more about that in the coming shows. But, yes, CCA will have a big presence. You join CCA. And Rollo, of course, will have a booth, too, as a big fundraiser. They'll have the Spin the Wheel and also opportunity to buy products, too, to benefit the kids' fishing program. So a lot of that to come.
And give Wayne a pat on the back. That guy does an extremely difficult job himself.
Yeah. And his assistant, Chris, fantastic job.
Yeah, good people.
All right, we'll see you at the show. Thanks a lot for the call. All right, Bob, come from Lakeside. Thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show this morning.
Thanks, Bob.
And myself and Matt are going to be up there on Wednesday. We take the week off usually every year, like you said, make a vacation out of it. And get some fishing in before and some fishing afterwards. But my question for Mike is, in the past you've had some pretty good deals on some big bass swim baits there. And was wondering if you're going to have some more of a couple of years ago you had some of the Depths 250s up there on sale. I was wondering if you could have any more of those, if you could even say it.
Good question.
I do have some Depths 250s and 175s that will be at the show. Those are, as far as big baits, that's pretty much all I'll probably have at that show. A lot of the other stuff has been pretty tough to get. But yeah, we'll have stuff. I'll have a bunch of other just regular bass gear and freshwater, saltwater stuff.
And the Depths, I mean, that's difficult enough to get a hold of to begin
with. They're not the easiest things to get a hold of.
Right. Yeah. So the fact you're going to have some is a big deal.
Really?
This is like you're speaking a different
language. Yeah, foreign language to feed.
Yeah, yeah. These are like these big hard swim baits that cost like $200. Yeah.
Exactly, $125 to $250.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll, you know, I have them in like Butch Brown, Natural Trout, Flash Carp, the Kokanee color.
You're talking some of the highest demand colors.
Indeed. Hey, Bob, we'll see you at the show, and enjoy your vacation up in Long Beach for sure. Dave, just about a minute left for you. Dave, you have a quick question?
Hey, good morning, guys. Loving this show, and I want to take just a minute to pump up the Turners in Kearney Mesa with store manager Jason. I had a situation where I had to take my mom's handgun away. And I sure didn't want this particular one, so I took it in to Jason, had him look at it. He made the process so easy. And these days in California, it's not easy with weapons, as you know. But I tell you what, he did a great job, and made it so easy for me. I just want to say thank you to Turners.
I appreciate the call.
That's nice.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Good stuff. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won these two $50 gift cards to Turner's and the two tickets to the Long Beach Fred Hall Show. We're going to be right back. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and app.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout. Arctic grayling and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. We are proud to have the largest selection of Shimano products in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, plus the all-new Corrado and SLX DC. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup with Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoors. The two winners, a $50 gift card and the two tickets to Long Beach Fred Hall. One goes to one package to Hills of Ventura, second package Armand in Long Beach. You're going to have a great time spending your $50 gift card.
Indeed. We'll ship those right out to you. And Mike, thanks a lot. Fantastic. One more reveal.
I've got Grunin's technical fishing shirts.
Yeah.
Multiple styles, full size runs. The fish head long sleeve shirts. There's six different colors. Regularly $50, $14.98.
Whoa!
Yeah, and then the deckhand hooded long sleeve. Three colors in that. regularly $60 for $19.98.
Holy mackerel.
So, $20 for a hoodie?
Yeah, so a hoodie, the hooded technical shirt.
Okay, I got you.
What a great deal.
So smoking deals on these technical shirts. I mean, too many deals to cover on this show.
I know.
Go to turners.com, get on our email list. We'll also have this posted up as we get closer to the show, our full ad available.
Okay. They'll list almost all the deals.
And even then, it's a lot of the deals. There's just too many deals to even put in print or talk about.
Yeah.
You just come on down to the show and
that's the best thing to
save.
Do. Yeah. Yeah. And you'll be there in Long Beach every day as well as Del Mar.
Yep.
Yeah. And Turners.com, sign up for the email blast. I get them every week, and you'll get the online flyer, be able to see a lot of things.
Yeah, you'll see all the specials, and you can print it out or just have it on your phone ready for the show.
Indeed. Well, thanks, Mike, and looking forward to the show. Thanks for doing such a great job at Turners Outdoors. We appreciate that very much. Thank you, Corey, for being here today.
Good times.
Get back to pouring now.
I'm ready.
Yeah. We'll see you at the show, Corey, indeed. And we'll see you right back here next Saturday. We're going to have the guys from AFCO, Matt Quisno, Matt Florentino, and Robbie Gant going to be right here in the studio talking AFCO product here, and that's going to be a great one. And then next Sunday, the one time a year we get to see him, the Presidente himself, Mr. Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano. Thanks for listening today. Brian, thank you very much for all you do here, and of course Adam, all he does with our app and our phones there. Thank you, Adam, for all you do, and thank you out there for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.